was 56-51. I think they forced a shot in the lane. We get the rebound. We come down. DJ comes off a screen. Shoots a three to cut it to 56-54. And it rims out. And that was that. In a game where you don't have an answer down low. I mean, it's so strange. It's so simple sometimes. You know? It's so easy. I can remember talking to some friends of mine during the 08-09 season, I think it was, and saying, you know, these teams in the future, we just need to bulk. And we heard all about Tisdale's 5,000 calorie diet, and we heard about weight room and this and that, but we always knew that they would be, you know, face up big men, that we didn't really have a big guy underneath. And it's as simple as that. Against UNLV, we could get away with it. We packed down the defense, dared them to shoot a three, you know, things like that. But sometimes college basketball is extremely simple. And tonight, when you have beasts like the Morris twins, there's nothing you can do. Did we have an answer for Ohio State? No, we just couldn't contain Sullinger. And it would open up Diebler and Buford and Lighty. Do we have an answer for Kansas? No. We had, you know, we had our chances. We had our shots. We're, you know, the stats at halftime were kind of crazy. Kind of, you know, okay, we're shooting whatever, 30-something percent, and they're shooting 50-something percent. We're only down by four. And then we cut it to two, and we're starting to get excited, and we're starting to believe, and then simplicity took over. They pounded down low to guys with big, strong guys with post moves, and there's nothing we can do. You know, I thought Griffey played pretty well, even when he fouled Morris on that one. You know, I kind of like – I think he had two blocks on the Morris twins at the end of the first half, just getting a hand in his face, and he's got a, you know, got some build to him and played pretty good. But I hate to say it. I don't want to say it, but I have to say it. This kind of felt like April of 2005, that as much as I complained about the Augustine fouls and as much as I hated it, we just didn't have an answer for Sean May. And tonight, we just didn't have an answer. So, Nana Egwu, we look to you in the future to be our beast down low. But for tonight, it was really simple. So, you know, on this season, you know, what do we look at? It tends toward the disappointment. I mean, the UNLV game was fun, and I'm thankful to get in the tournament and get a nice victory. And maybe make some noise against Kansas. But beyond that, basketball is sometimes very simple. If you don't have an answer down low, you got to shoot lights out. And Paul and McCamey couldn't shoot lights out tonight. And that was that. I like the heart. I like the fight. I like the every time they tried to pull away, we fought back. And DJ puts a three in the air, and it hangs there. I actually was on the couch. I do this thing, I don't know why, that DJ, the three's in the air, I get up off the couch and I'm running like face first toward the television screen. Like I want to like have my eye like right over the hoop or something when the ball goes through. And the ball didn't go through and they went on a 10-0 run and that was that. So thank you, seniors. Thanks for fighting at the end of the season and getting us a tourney victory. Now the Maniscalco Illini arrive next year. I'm kidding. And that's that. Basketball is a simple game, and we need bigs. Go Illini.